Every day, we rise, challenging ourselves to work for what we believe in. At U.S. Border Patrol, protecting our borders is more than a job. It's a calling. Agents answer the call, working together to keep our country and communities safe. If you are ready for a new mission, join U.S. Border Patrol and go beyond. Learn more at cbp.gov/careers.
Listen up, Buttercup. It's time to get off your ass, grab some weights, and get back in shape. But what's going to be different this time? You're going to sign up with the Body app. That's Body with an I. You know Body for P90X and hundreds of proven programs that get you ripped. And they're all here on the app, along with great new programs and all the nutrition and supplements you need to nail your routine. And right now, if you sign up for a one-year subscription to Body, you'll get an instant $30 discount. And the Body app rocks. CNN underscore just rated Body the best fitness app, so you know it works. Will it be tough? Hell yeah. But this is the structure you need to get the gains you want. And Body stands behind your results. If you don't lose 5 to 10 pounds in your first 30 days, you don't pay. Now here's the deal. The next 500 people who sign up for a year of Body get an instant $30 off. That saves you 59%. But this is a limited time offer. Just go to body.com, get your $30 off, and get started today. That's bodywithani.com.
Welcome to The Trade Paperbacks, a brand new show from the creator, me, of, what else? What have we done? I did Before You, I did Hero Heads, Liquid Gamer, Studio D Podcast, and a few weird ones, like the Moonies. I did the Moonies.
We did like Bullet Sponge and things
Like that. Yeah, you and I did Bullet Sponge, and we did... Film Gauge.
Buffalo Soapstone.
Buffalo Soapstone, which was news. And then I did one by myself. I did the New 52, but you did a few with that.
Yeah, I think I was in a couple of those.
Anyway, there's been a lot of podcasts over the years, but this is a brand new one that kind of goes back to my roots. And I wanted to bring on someone who...
has no roots.
who is an accomplished author. Someone who knows, you know...
Storytelling.
Storytelling and things that... make a good story, make a bad story.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get back to that, but I want to first talk about what inspired me to get back to that. So it was a little while back when I first decided to do a comic book podcast again. It was when the basement flooded.
Oh, okay.
Now, I don't remember what, but it was during the hiatus, you know, of us. What show did we quit?
We quit the Wheel of Time review show.
Oh, yeah. That was...
because that Ryan wasn't enjoying it.
It was too much. I couldn't dedicate myself. I feel horrible. But nonetheless...
well, so do I. It's just... that's because of sleep patterns.
Yeah. The basement flooded, and it was just like... It wasn't, like, crazy. Okay?
What are we talking here? Are we talking, like, ankles or knees or what?
Yeah, well, right below the ankle, we'll say.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's not the worst.
No, not at all. You know what? There's been plenty of people that I've had way worse. I'm in the, you know, bottom 1% of people that you need to care about when it came to this. Because it was just a little, it was really a nuisance.
Yeah.
You know? And getting up all the water under the carpet was, let me tell you, quite a experience. And it was really just tree roots.
Oh.
I know. So annoying.
Just, did it crack the wall or the foundation wall?
No. We're talking a clog out front, and then my kids were, there was water running throughout the house, and instead of going outside, it just came up through the basement.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. Like where, it was gross.
Yeah.
But it was like, oh, there's bath water and there's noodles from the dishwasher. Great.
Yay.
Perfect.
Stew.
So, anyway, not a lot of damage, honestly, because everything is in, like, bins, mm-hmm. right? But I had a few things that were in bags mm-hmm. That were on the floor.
And those are...
And I brought the damage. I brought the damaged...
Oh, okay.
Three of the, you know, the things we...
A selection.
A selection. Three books. Three books were in there. We have Medieval Modal Logic and Science.
Okay.
Okay. This is... I don't even know what this is. I'm assuming it's something from college.
Hmm. See, I was interested in non-modal logic and science.
Yeah, I know. Medieval. Period. Yeah.
The like, medieval I don't, these period. People are into the modal version. I mean, come on.
But yeah, this was, I guess, the major discipline was medieval studies, which I don't remember taking a class on, but there's that. There's
okay.
That book. And then, ironically, the book Podcastnomics. Which I probably bought when it first came out. When did this come out? That's and it's one
2013
of those. It's one of those books where it's like, you know, they weren't planning on selling any, mm-hmm. so the inside is not formatted at all. It's like 14.5.
Oh wow, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, maybe 1.5 space.
Well, what they did is they like add all these things to make the page count almost add up to 70.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it doesn't.
This is like you're not going to spend $7.99 on a book if you're like this is like 22 pages. This is
a
dumb
big book. Okay, this isn't like some novelette.
It is a tome.
So 2014 is when it came out. So I'm assuming I got it when it came out.
Yeah.
When I was first into the podcast scene, which
you said 2014.
Yeah,
I was 1 year off. That's amazing.
That's pretty good.
It's about my luck with the lottery too.
So I've been doing this for like 10 years. So it's pretty interesting that I've never read this.
Yeah.
But it's so funny. Like there's a section. Bumper music. Bumper music is the music that plays at the intro and outro of the show. You want to play music that suits the personality of you and your show.
Oh, man.
So this is.
Deep insight.
This is basically common sense.
What? Why do you have this?
I don't know. Listen, it was me and other Ryan and Owen and Brocho.
Oh, Ryan. Brocho was on your. Yeah. I know Brocho.
And we did. You know, it was a good show.
I remember
show.
When he had his phone calling him, but and, we don't have to go there. So.
And we used to. You know, we wanted to make something of it. We obviously didn't make anything of it, or else I wouldn't be doing this with
what
you.
What you made is a history.
I got a long history. So, Podcastnomics, not Podcastonomics, Podcastnomics. By Naresh Visa, if you'd like to see if it still exists out there.
Visa.
Naresh Visa.
Two S's in Visa.
Oh, you're right, Visa. So, yeah, there's that. And then the third book.
Well, now I'm set because now I can just, like, make my own podcast and make millions.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh. This is like, it's like size 48 font.
It is wild. And ironically, next to it is from the New 52 series from DC, Batman Volume 1, The Court of Owls, which we never got to talk about on the Hero Heads podcast because it ended, but it's still one of my favorite story arcs in Batman of all time. So when I found these two together, not the medieval, but when I found the podcast book and the Batman book, and I'm cleaning out a flood, I'm frustrated. I was thinking of bringing back the show. I didn't know how to bring back the show. We tried the Wheel of Time. I tried to do a Starfield show with my son.
Oh, okay.
And it was good, but his schedule's weird. I can't.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go to church, and I got to do this, and I got to go to upstate for work every now and then.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It just didn't work as well as I thought. Maybe in the summer we can do something. But when I saw these two together, I was like, all right, comic book, podcast book. I enjoy doing a comic book podcast. It's kind of what I started out doing, even though it was really the Liquid Gamer that set it off. But I decided to put the two together again. Weirdly enough, there's no podcast called The Trade Paperbacks or Trade Paperbacks.
Strange.
Which is a common term for a comic book or graphic novel.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right.
Well, it's also a common term for a regular novel.
Yeah, small, you know, usually
trade,
smaller, though,
trade
right?
paperbacks. Yeah, 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 200, 300 pages. Yeah.
So I am perfectly fine as we continue this journey throughout the year, because we're in a new year, 2024. if you want to throw a book in, you
just
know,
like throw a book
one
in
of
in
your there. Books, self-promote, wow. after we get after we start getting that, like...
I have a feeling I shouldn't do that from the get-go, because I want people to, like, trust me, so I should throw in a few good books, and then throw in one of mine. I'm not qualified to determine whether or not they're good. That's up to other people, so...
Understandable. You know. Speaking of comics, this first run, since I'm going to do a whole bunch here, I won an auction, I don't know, 3 years ago.
Okay.
And it was a, you know, it was a good deal. I got a good deal. This was a local auction. It wasn't like eBay or anything where I'm bidding against everybody. It was kind of like just local bidders, basically.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't know, 200 comics.
Wow.
And I probably spent like $12 or something.
Okay, that's a deal.
So I was like, sweet.
Yeah.
I don't know what these are.
It's just like random lot of comics.
It was so random. And they showed a few covers, and they tried to make the ones on the front, you know, the picture, like, cool.
Yeah, nice looking.
Even though they weren't, you know. so I won all these comics. I go and pick it up and like 2 days later. And there is not 200 comics, okay? There's like a bunch of comics where you get like three or four of the same comic.
Same issue.
So I gave you a bunch to
you
keep.
Gave me a stack,
I gave you a stack to keep.
I was really excited.
Yeah. I was like, hey, he bought me some comics. Sure. Wink, wink.
Like for like 8 cents a piece.
So there's a lot of stuff we're going to talk about this first month that aren't comics you've heard of. Okay. So the way I want to kind of do this in the future, okay, so January, we're just going to do a grab bag month.
Okay.
Okay, these weird things the that nobody's heard of. Yet.
Yeah.
Every month will be themed, okay, be it a Batman month or be it a whatever month.
Okay.
Mix with graphic novels, we can do it by even writers, you know, if we want to do like a Frank Miller kind of month.
Oh, okay.
So, but I own a lot of comic books, so it will not be an issue, but we're going to bust
see what
through...
You did there.
It's like an issue. We're going to bust through these, we'll say independent. Most of them are independent. Like, you know, this is.
Okay.
You know, we got a few Dark Horse, a few Valiant comics. And some
I see like Dark Line.
Dark Line.
That's not affiliated with Dark Horse. That's just.
No,
like,
I don't know what that is. Just, I haven't opened that. I haven't actually looked at any of these. So
okay.
We are going to do every episode a new comic book.
Yeah.
And just kind of not tear it apart, but just kind of like, this is different, especially with these. Now, when we get to more commonplace comic books that we're used to, like even the Court
of
Owls,
more traditional stuff,
we'll break it down differently than we will with this first month, just because it's, you know,
there's some
weird stuff going on in these. And I don't know. You know, some of them are like issue 2. I think this one was 2.
Yeah, I think one of them was like issue 7 or something like that.
Yeah, but from what like this is 6. But yeah. I read this one. And
okay.
I was like I don't need 5 or 7.
Yeah.
Did you notice that? You
read
this one, right?
Yeah.
I was like, I don't need the others.
Right. Well, there was a certain amount of context of like, okay, these characters have had a thing going
on for a bit. Still, this
but
was
like,
kind of...
It was fairly standalone.
Yeah, standalone. A lot of them have been, actually.
Right.
And if they don't have, like, a definitive ending to, like, a grander thing, they still end like a... They've had endings.
Yeah.
You notice that?
Yeah. It's almost like they really are a self-contained sort of thing.
Yeah, even this one. Okay. So we'll talk about it throughout the month. I'm going to try to do... a schedule. I don't really know what it's going to look like yet, but we'll see. When the new episode comes out, you'll see what the space is in between episodes, and we'll just go from there. You know, and we're going to try to keep them brief. You know, 15-20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Because
I mean, unless the issue really deserves extended commentary.
Like honestly, when we get to this, when we get to, because you're going to have to read volume one. And
no, that's totally fine. Yeah, yeah.
When we get to things like The Court of Owls that I'm very passionate about, it'll obviously be a bigger episode.
Right.
But you're also dealing with a lot more content. So
yeah. Yeah.
It's going to be a bigger deal. And even when we, you know, like, have you read The Watchmen?
No, I never read The Watchmen. I think I read a few pages of it because Owen had it at the store at one point. And so I think I, like, had a minute and I read a couple of the pages. I was like, oh, I can see why this is.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but so, I saw the movie and supposedly it was fairly accurate, except the guy, who wrote The Watchmen was, like, upset or whatever.
Well, the ending is a little. But the ending of the comic is worse. All right, so we will get into all that.
Well, that's why. That's why when you do the movie The Natural, you don't have him strike out at the end. You have him hit the home run.
Yeah, and we did a podcast.
We did a podcast on that one. And you were like shocked. You were like, why would he write that?
I kind of like it, though.
Yeah, actually, I do kind of like, I do tend to like here and there writing a story where it actually, you're disappointed at the end, but you didn't see it coming. Because you thought, oh yeah, it's going to come through. You know, it's like, no, like sometimes life is bleak.
Like the book I wrote, which I never published.
You never actually published that?
No, because I only have the first 7 chapters and the last 5 chapters.
I mean, I put so much effort into making sure it was good.
I didn't do the middle.
Oh, okay.
The middle is apparently important.
Hey.
But in my head, I was like, this is all I really care about. But I need to figure out how that, I know how, but I need to write how this person got to this point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it ends with him, it ends like All Quiet on the Western Front,
right.
Basically.
Yeah.
Which I always loved, like, when I read it as, I was a kid when I read it, actually. And, you know, I think we know enough about storytelling that we can get through this podcast pretty well. But yeah, so make sure to tune into, which one do you want to do first? We'll tease people now.
I think we'll do Silver Star.
Silver Star will be first. Wow. we will, the art style. We're going to figure it out. It's something, and I can't wait to talk about it. But like I said, we're going to keep these brief just so you can, you know, if you got a short commute, this will be a nice, easy podcast.
Yeah.
You don't have to. What I do, my last drive to the office, which with traffic took me 3 hours to get home. But anyway, what I did is I listened to the Britney Spears book. That was an interesting drive.
You were wearing clothes in the car, right?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, just hanging out, listening to Britney Spears book.
Not waving knives around at people.
No, I was just. It was very intriguing. I invite all of you to... Maybe we can cover it!
We could cover it.
On trade paperback. Because
you've read a book.
Well, audio. But
to be fair, is actually totally okay in my book.
According to studies, your brain interprets it the same way as if when you read it.
Mm-hmm.
And I interpreted Britney Spears' book. But you know what would be fun? It would.
We should totally do an episode on that because I've not read it and I'm very unlikely to, but I'm curious. So
we should do like a C.S. Lewis book and then a Britney Spears book.
Just to balance the scales a little.
And then we can do another C.S. because I've read almost every C.S. Lewis book.
Yeah.
And we can do we can just go back and forth.
Yeah.
Celebrity book, you know C.S. Lewis.
I have been wanting to reread the Chronicles. Because I haven't read those since I was like 8.
Actually, those are 9. I haven't read. Last one I read was Mere Christianity before that.
Oh, okay.
Screwtape. But that was.
Well, we could talk about it, but you know.
You know. Good. All right. So yeah, we'll listen next time and we'll see. We'll see what we get out of it.
We'll make a show.
Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.